how much of this is really a selfish thing that's in the right interest for Nick Saban, but truly damages Miami for at least a couple years?
Oh, no doubt it sets back the entire organization because they thought that he would be the guy to take it forward. Got a lot of players to play hard for him, those guys who kind of hung in there through tough and difficult times. A couple of years ago, remember when they fired Dave Wannstedt middle of the year, Jim Bates was a guy that many of the players wanted to see stay, and only a charismatic force like Nick Saban allowed the players to move on from their loyalty to Jim Bates to sign up to play for Nick Saban. So they thought he was their guy, but as it turns out, he's disappointed, I think, not only the players, not only the fans there in Miami, everyone within the organization, and even the owner, Wayne Huizing. He's left a lot of people very disappointed who really supported him and laid it on the line for him.
We're also joined by Larry Weissman, the live writer for USA Today. Larry, how are you?
Hello, Nick. How you doing?
Good. What's your take on this? Is this a crime against humanity, or is it just part of what goes on in the NFL?
Well, I think it's part of what goes on with Nick Saban. You know, people who follow this Alabama thing from the inside out, people who have known him over time, know that Nick loves something more than coaching, and it's money. And that's what this came down to. That's what it was all about. You know, I don't want to sit in judgment or anything, but if he told me it was raining, I'm pretty sure I would stand out there until I was soaking wet before I took his word for it.